Gladys Law State basketball is on the air. Let's join the Blue Chip Sports Crew live courtside for all the action of Warriors basketball on the Blue Chip Sports Radio Network right here at BlueChipBroadcasting.com.
It's the final homestand for the Stanislaus State Warriors as they welcome in Cal Poly Pomona, ranked number 21. The Stanislaus State Warriors on the season have accumulated a 5-21 record. At home, they have won 3 games to their opponents, 8, in some devastating losses, including an overtime loss against Cal State LA the last time they were home by 4 points. But Cal Poly Pomona coming into this one, they have 2 former Warriors on their roster. Pomona stands at number 2 in the CCAA conference at 17-3. Behind them is Chico State, who has the only win this season against Cal State Dominguez Hills, not just in the conference, but this entire season. Dominguez Hill at number 1, number 5 ranked, 27-1 overall. But it's not about them tonight. Cal Poly Pomona with Alexis Woodson and Cookie Marquez returning to Fitzpatrick Arena for the first time since moving colleges last season. Let's look at Stanislaus State in last week's play against Dominguez Hills and Cal State LA. The Toros continued their undefeated streak before their loss to Chico State, 93-54. Demaya Lewis came short of a double-double with 25 points and 9 rebounds. Maya Vancom Griffin recorded another double-digit night with 12.3 rebounds and an assist. And then when they played the Golden Eagles against Los Angeles, it was a very, very great fight. Although when it went into the extra period, 84-80 was the final score with LA coming out on top. Amaya Vancom Griffin with another great night, a new career high with 23 points. Quinn Garrett earned a career high of her own with 16 points. Jaden Patterson put up 14, Demaya Lewis scoring 12. The Warriors snagged 41 rebounds while Krista Anderson recorded 7 blocks to aid the team in the nail biter. Unfortunately, everyone playing their best, so did the Golden Eagles in that battle. But as we look to tonight, as Cal Poly Pomona comes in, they're starting 5. Is Sydney Nelson, who is the team's leading scorer, averaging 15.8 per game, is the team's leading steal count, 49 steals on the season, averages the most free throws and the best field goal percentage by far, 59% from the field on 269 shot attempts. Maidria Moore, Kamaya Anderson, Kalea Bugs, and Brianne Haw for the Cal Poly Pomona Broncos, and on the other side for the Stanislaus State Warriors, Quinn Garrett, Jaden Patterson, Alyssa Primo, Amaya Vancom Griffin, and Demaya Lewis. The Broncos win the tip, and we'll start out with the offensive possession. They'll get a 16-foot look as it rattles off the rim. Offensive rebound, put back won't go for Brianne Haw. And then the ball will be tied up as Jaden Patterson gets full control underneath in the paint. Cal Poly Pomona on a 4-game winning streak. Their last loss was to Cal State Dominguez Hills in a 10-point loss. Back on February 8th, they've taken down Sonoma State, Cal State San Marcos, San Francisco State, and Cal State East Bay en route to tonight. And the Warriors, in their first possession, get called on the backcourt violation. Cal Poly Pomona missed their first 2 shots before Jaden Patterson was able to create the held ball. Broncos play gets disrupted on the ground as Primo, another held ball. This time it'll favor the Broncos. Primo and Moore were the 2 combining for that, the sophomore forward out of Hawthorne. Alternating possession once again favors the Broncos. Demaya Lewis defending the inbound. They get it inside to Kalea Bugs, the senior guard out of Compton. Played at Coastal Carolina before her time in Pomona. Another 16-foot jump shot. She missed the first one, gets the second. Madria Moore knocking down the first bucket of the night in their second possession. Now the Warriors, they got caught on the backcourt violation the first time they were coming down. Quinn Garrett moves past the midway point. The kick ball will keep it in Stanislaus' direction. Got guarding the middle for the Broncos is Kamaya Anderson, the 6'2" sophomore center out of Rialto. Meanwhile, the Warriors, as they set up, they have four outside, one running the middle. That's Damaya Lewis. She goes one on two, driving down the lane. She gets denied by a duo of Broncos. Cal Poly Pomona favoring that left side, pushing down low. She's got a mismatch. Patterson trying to defend. She does the best she can, forces the miss despite the easy access. The Broncos will reset the shot clock, already down to 13 seconds. Another back down. Patterson getting bullied inside the rectangle. Shot attempt fouled. We'll have Bronco free throws with number 23, Madria Moore. Quinn Garrett is the one who picks up the foul for the Warriors. First free throw gets the shooter's touch. Moore, the 57% free throw shooter. She's only attempted 30 on the season. Able to knock down both. Broncos leading 4-0. Patterson driving all the way down, coast to ghost. Got it with the right hand. The Warriors are now on the board. First shot missed. Second chance. She'll be fouled. That's Vancom Griffin getting the call. Drea Moore back at the free throw line. She hit her first two, averaging 15 made free throws per game with a team average of 71%. Second one able to get the toilet bowl roll as it flushes through. The Broncos up by three after going one of two at the free throw line with Moore. Patterson gets double teamed as she picks up her dribble. Warriors looking for the good look. Garrett to Patterson. She has a lane. Help defense comes across, but it's not enough. Patterson with all 4 points for the Warriors. Vancom Griffin cutting off the sideline. Bugs dishes it across. Now the Broncos trying to attack the right side. Garrett gets bumped. Broncos set up in the corner. Wide open three. No defense. The three for number three. Kalea Bugs, the senior guard out of Compton, knocking down in front of the Warriors bench, escalates the lead back to four as Lewis 0 for 2 on the day, both from the same spot. Up and down, Garrett got caught in front of number 23, Madria Moore, but luckily Patterson and Vancom Griffin down there low to strip it away. Lewis tries cutting backdoor defense on her hip. Shot clock down to 10. Garrett trying to get the offense moving. 5 seconds to shoot. Shot finally goes off for Damaya Lewis. Pulled the trigger. Third time's the charm as she's finally able to see one go through. Bugs asking for the screen. Just deploy. Bugs drives against Vancom Griffin. Steps from about 10 feet out. We'll have to reset. Single digits on the shot clock. Backing down. Brianne Ha, the senior guard out of Rancho Cucamonga. Got caught from behind. The fish hook in the mouth. Pomona's first changes on the court will bring back the former Warriors, Alexis Woodson and Cookie Marquez. Be interesting to see how they play as they return to the Fitz for the first time in the green and yellow. Looks like Marquez will follow the assignment of Alyssa Primo. Plays off. Now just protecting the paint. Kaylin Harris has entered for the Warriors. She gets the drive. Goes right up and under. 6 of the 8 Stanislaw points have come from inside the paint. 4 of them from Patterson. 2 from Harris. Pomona looks to knock down another 3. Bugs can't hit from deep, and the Warriors have tied it up at 8 apiece. Shot clock will now be set to 20 as there is no Warrior possession. Woodson be the catalyst from the inbound. Gets it in with an easy dismount. Woodson turns on Garrett, gets it in with the right hand. Patterson controlling the Warriors. Garrett and Primo to the left. Harris to the right. Lewis going up and down the center point. Harris bumps off. Not enough muscle the first time. Second time, drops right in. Off the bench, Harris 4 points on back-to-back possessions, answering everything Pomona is bringing to the table. Lewis to the ground with the offensive foul. Cookie Marquez gets Lewis on the hardwood with too much of a push. The Warriors, a chance to take a lead. Patterson has 4 points. He had the first 2 made baskets for Stanislaw. Harris trying to drive on Marquez. Can't do so. Ball comes back out. Primo from the left side wing. Now Lewis in the corner. Looks for 3. Throws the dart. Gets the bullseye. Lewis, the knockdown tray. Woodson scored the first bucket immediately after coming off the bench. She'll try to do it again. The 15-foot mid-range, not going to go. Harris. Foul. Oh, is Lewis picking up the foul? She was combining, holding the ball in the air. The official blows the whistle against Lewis. That'll be her first in the game. But the Warriors have the lead. 13-10, halfway through the first quarter. You're listening, watching to Stanislaw State Warrior Basketball on Blue Chip Broadcasting.
Whatever your game, whatever your level, Played Against Sports has you covered. From the field to the court, and every fitness or recreational pursuit in between, our selection of both new and quality used sports equipment means you're always ready for the next challenge. Outgrow your gear? Bring it in. Trade up or cash out. It's all about keeping you in the game. Reuse, recycle, replay. Visit Played Against Sports on McHenry Avenue in Modesto today.
Timmy, eat your dinner.
No, it's yucky and I don't like it.
I'd rather have chicken nuggets. You need something healthier than chicken nuggets. It's time to introduce you to something more sophisticated. By Katana Sushi.
What is Katana Sushi?
Katana Sushi Bar. They have a wide variety of authentic Japanese cuisine, like edamame, shrimp tempura, and delicious dinner options. Located right across from Stanislaus State University at 170 West Monte Vista Avenue, you can dine in, take out, or use a delivery service. It is open daily from 12 to 9 p.m.
Thanks, Mom. Going to Katana Sushi is like taking your mouth on a vacation.
The first 5 minutes, Cal Poly Pomona had a lead of 4. Stanislaus now has their largest lead of 3. Stanislaus State on a 5-point scoring run, going 5 straight points. Pomona will break that here as the shot goes over the head of Alyssa Primo and drops down for Sydney Nelson. The sophomore forward standing at 6 foot out of Eastvale played at Roosevelt High School. She's the team's leading scorer, 15.8 points per game. She's attempted two three-pointers on the season. She hasn't hit either, but her field goal percentage is the most staggering. She's made 159 out of 269 shots at 59% field goal percentage. The team as a total is 41%. And a lot of that is due to her as she goes back-to-back baskets, wide open, easy access, easy lane, and they'll get it right back. Not only does she score, but she bats the ball out of the hands of Patterson. It rolls off her arm out of bounds, so the Broncos will have it right back. Sydney Nelson with yet another steal on the season. That's her 50th. in 26 games. Up and down to Woodson from the high post. Vancom Griffin is her defender. Nelson against Scott Mitchell. Trying to use the footwork, foul on the ground. Scott Mitchell will pick this up. That's going to be the fourth in the first quarter. All four fouls split between four different players. Quick inbound to Marquez, Vancom Griffin, and Primo getting in the mix. Yet another held ball. That's the third in the quarter. Inbound to Woodson. Nelson backing down Primo, shoving that shoulder down into the chest. Primo standing tall under defensive pressure. Gets the miss from Nelson. Just her first miss of the night. Primo open on the left side wing. Could have taken the shot. Ball waited too long to get to her. Vancom Griffin to Garrett. Harris with 12 seconds gets Woodson in the popcorn machine. Harris puts it up, rattles out, and a whistle on the ground after the shot was rebounded. Brielle Miner, the sophomore out of Los Angeles, grabbed the rebound, but it was a foul before that against Kalea Bucks. That's the second against the Broncos. Vancom Griffin has to get it in. Hits Patterson, the last touch by Bugs. Harris scanning. Vancom Griffin fakes the handoff to Lewis. Shot clock down to 7. Lewis. Body bump, throws it up, count the basket, and one more. The old-fashioned three-point play for Demaya Lewis, who retakes the lead for Stanislaw. Coach Wayman will call over the other four Warriors as Lewis goes to the free throw line, hoping to add the extra point. Lewis knocks it down, the 75% free throw shooter. It's the third best on the team, but Talia Maxwell, who hasn't played a game since January, she's the number one free throw shooter on the team. Won't see her on Saturday either. Pass gets deflected by Primo. The Warriors already up 2, looking to extend it. Their largest lead of this first quarter has been 3. Griffin travels. Cookie Marquez returns for Cal Poly Pomona. Cookie Marquez in her one season so far with the Broncos. 35% shooting from the field, 28% from outside, attempting 93 three-pointers through the season. 83% free throw shooter and just under 9 points per game. 3 in the key against Cal Poly Pomona gives the Warriors back the ball with just over 2 minutes remaining in the first. Patterson has Nelson riding her hip all the way down. Harris trying to finish, can't do so. She hits the deck as she couldn't get the balance. Pomona will go the other way with a 5-on-4 deep ball. Not going to go from Brianne Ha. A rushed shot, knowing that they had less defensive pressure. Garrett ready to check in for the Warriors as Primo on the attack. Harris throws up a 3, gets it to go. The deep 3-point ball. The Warriors have their largest lead of 6. 5, rather. Limited possessions left in the first quarter. Cal Poly Pomona, the number 2 team in the conference, as the Stanislaus State Warriors ahead by two possessions. 7 seconds to shoot. Marquez against Lewis. The last time this duo faced off against each other, Marquez picked up an offensive foul. Lewis's pressure gets to her. Lewis. Green jerseys on both sides. A lot of contact in the fouls called. It'll go against Madria Moore. That's just her first of the game. Both teams now have 4 fouls in the quarter as Damaya Lewis should be shooting 2. Harrison Patterson exit to the bench for the last 53 seconds of the quarter. Damaya Lewis back to the free throw line. The last time she was there was to finish a 3-point play. Lewis gets both unfazed by the noise of Bronco fans in attendance. 21-14. Bench say no last bucket for the Broncos. Get this ball back. You get the last shot. We'll see if they're able to execute this style play. The up and down got her in between. It's the exact play that they're looking for. If there's no defensive player in between the shooting player and the basket, it's the immediate look to get the ball to her so that she can turn and dump it off. You put a defensive player in between, you can get it down to her. It's just going to be a lot more work. 2 second difference between shot and game clock. The Warriors have a lead by 5. Holding for the final shot. It's Lewis attacking Marquez to the corner. Garrett. Front iron up and over. Bugs not going to get a shot off. And as we end quarter one, the Warriors on top of the Broncos, 21-16 from the Fitz.
The newest and most exciting entertainment center to hit Turlock in like forever. Ten Pin Fun Center. Here's what they got.
A game arcade.
Public and private bowling lane.
Two-story laser tag stadium.
Restaurant and bar.
Party rooms and event packages for kids.
The Skybox private room for special events.
The beer garden with bocce ball and fire pit.
Call to book your next family or corporate event. 209-850-8500. Or visit them on the web at 10pinfun.com. 10 Pin Fun Center. 3700 Countryside Road. Turlock's newest and best entertainment venue. The restaurant Turlock has been waiting for. Cuts Steakhouse is now open in downtown Turlock at the corner of East Main Street and Broadway, providing you with an exceptional fine dining experience featuring expertly prepared New York steaks, melt-in-your-mouth fillets, and the ribeye. Cuts also serves fish, chicken, lamb, and delicious burgers. And I guarantee you will not leave hungry. Arrive early and enjoy a selection from their full bar. Finish your perfect meal with one of our delicious homemade desserts. At Cuts is open Monday through Saturday for dinner at 5 p.m. and brunch is served the first Saturday of every month beginning at 10 a.m. Call Cuts to reserve your table at area code 209-633-1300 or reserve online at resy.com. That's R-E-S-Y.com. Cuts, where your steak is always a cut above.
Second quarter of action starting now on Blue Chip Broadcasting along with Flow College. I'm the voice of choice, Levi Flores. The Warriors, first quarter, 21-16, and then picking up where they left off, Damaya Lewis splitting the defense, opening up the elevator doors and getting off at the right level. Meanwhile, Nelson missing on her attempt as she drives down. She's 0 of 3. The Warriors led by Damaya Lewis. She's 3 of 5 from the field, 3 of 3 from the free throw line, including a made 3-pointer. 10 points, followed by Kaylin Harris, who came off the bench. She played 5 minutes, has 7 points, and Jaden Patterson adding 4 points to the total. Corner 3, Brianne Ha hits it from deep. Broncos quickly trying to make the comeback and retake the lead. Their biggest lead was 4 points, and that was just a minute and a half into play. Garrett gets her on the ground, but can't finish it off. Quinn Garrett. gets her eaten part of the hardwood. The Broncos, 5 turnovers in the first quarter. Meanwhile, the Warriors, just 3. Of course, Coach Wayman doesn't want to see any turnovers. No Warrior fan does. Although limiting down to 3, not too bad. Marquez pushes off. Everyone wants it. They don't get it this time. So the Warriors go back. Marquez pushes her own player, Nelson, to the ground. Leaves a defensive breakdown for the Warriors to take a shot from deep. That won't go from Tia Bearfield, who comes in for the first time. Broncos, a chance to tie or take the lead. Bugs caught about 10 feet away. Ball jarred loose. Harris picks it up, beating out Marquez. She has the speed. Ball comes loose, and Nelson will pick it up and move it the other direction. Nelson on the attack against Primo, standing strong with the travel. Walking back to Pomona as she takes way too many steps. Primo and Garrett exit for the Warriors. Lewis returns as it's Lewis, Van Com, Griffin, Patterson, Harris, and Bearfield. Up court pass goes to Van Com Griffin on the right side in front of the Bronco bench. Stolen away in the corner. Here goes Miner into the chest of Patterson. A foul. I believe they're going to say she was going up to shoot. So Patterson picks up a foul and the Broncos earn free throws. Miner, a 27%, or rather 59% free throw shooter, attempted 93 on the season. Averages 5 points per game. Miner misses both, and then the rebound after the second leads to a Warrior travel. Broncos inbound deep to the open player, Mydria Moore. Van Com Griffin picks up her second foul in the game. Quinn Garrett will come in, take her out. Meanwhile, Deja Scott Mitchell brings Bearfield to the bench. As Patterson and Garrett making up the backcourt, Deja Scott Mitchell, Harris will most likely be playing low, and then Lewis will be the one moving in and out, playing both. Moore into the chest of Scott Mitchell. Textbook defense forces the miss. Deja Scott Mitchell standing tall in the paint, not allowing Moore to take action. Warriors still holding a 2-point lead. Harris gets inside, puts it off the backboard, gets her own miss, and tips it back in. No need to come back down, grab it in the air, and finish it off. Harris off the bench has 9 of the team's 25, the team's second leading scorer. Ball stays with Pomona. After it launches out of the hands of Marquez, they'll say Garrett was the last one to get a touch on it. Lewis conferring with the official, talking about fouls. The official just saying, I understand, and continue to play on. Ha goes baseline, cuts it across. Miner hits Nelson. She drives on Patterson, gets it open. Shot clock was down to 6 and able to get it through. That's her first made basket of the night. Patterson sees a lane, takes it, denied by Nelson. Ball will stay with the Warriors, and my apologies, that was my Drea Moore able to stop Patterson's shot with the long arms. You have a 6-foot player going against a 5'5" player. Deep shot for the Warrior, knocked down. That's from Jaden Patterson. It's a 28-23 score. The Warriors holding a lead by 5.
You're up before the sun, outside in the blistering heat, unsheltered in the rain, and when every muscle in your body aches, you keep going. Working when the rest of the world is sleeping or on vacation. Farming is not what you do, it's who you are. If you farm, you care. And because you care, we care. The InsureCal Insurance Agency here in Turlock specializes in farm and commercial ag. Our agents grew up on the farm, so we understand how to protect what's important to you. Partnering with leading farm insurance carriers, we will put together a policy to best cover all your needs. To learn more, visit us online at turlockinsurance.com or call us at 209-250-0269. InsureCal, making sure what is important to you is covered with care.
Stanislaus State Woman Warrior Basketball live from the Fitz on Blue Chip Broadcasting in conjunction with Flow College. The Warriors leading by 5, 28-23. The Warriors' biggest lead was 7, and that was in the final minute of the first quarter. Their best scoring run was 8 straight points, and that was when they took that lead as well. The Warriors right now currently led by their all-star, Damaya Lewis. She has 12 points, only missing 2 attempts. But then the bigger story is Kaylin Harris coming off the bench, playing just about 8 minutes, going 50% in the field and scoring 9 points. The Warriors' turnovers in the second quarter has already bursted over their first quarter numbers. They only had 3 in the first 10 minutes, but now have 4 in the opening 4 minutes of quarter 2. The Broncos take advantage immediately out of the timeout, scoring a bucket with Sidney Nelson. Broncos back within 3 as they bring out their full court press. Miner tries to attack, leaves the Warriors open to shoot on the other side. Lewis missing the deep ball from the left side wing as Pomona looking to score into the attacking third. Bugs up and down. Harris splitting her in the basket, forces to shoot from about 10 feet out. Great defense from Harris. Not much more you can do. Just a great shot from Anderson, the 6'2" sophomore, dropping that one down from a wild distance. Warriors only up 1. Fantastic find from Quinn Garrett to Damaya Lewis. The backdoor pass has Lewis at 14 points of the team's 30. 8-foot shot, not going to go. Kamaya Anderson hit the 10-footer with tougher defense just the last time down, but couldn't hit the one from 5 feet out dead on. Lewis gets the screen from Scott Mitchell. A pass just outside the reach of Jaden Patterson. And despite the significant amount of turnovers that we've seen in the second quarter so far, the Warriors still able to keep a buffer, up by 3, 30-27. Alexis Woodson returns to the court for the Broncos. She's alongside Brianne Ha, Brielle Miner, Sydney Nelson, and Kamaya Anderson. Here's Nelson now. Miner calls out the play. It's a high screen. Gets Miner open. Misses it with the pressure of Garrett. Ball comes down. And then a foul. That'll go against Damaya Lewis. That's going to be her 3rd. Already in some deep foul trouble. Most likely won't see her until the second half because the Warriors are going to need her in crunch time. Woodson throws it down low and yet another foul. That's going to be the 4th against the Warriors in the quarter. The Broncos haven't picked up a foul in the quarter through 6 minutes of play. Patterson was the one who picked up that foul. That's just her first. Three in the key against Nelson. Turnover will go the Warriors' direction. Officials calling a bench warning against the Warrior bench. Quinn Garrett, Jaden Patterson, Kaylin Harris, Deja Scott Mitchell, and Amaya Vancom Griffin are the Warriors' five. Seeing that Amaya Lewis is already in early foul trouble, three fouls through 16 minutes of play. Won't see her until the second half, and she is a very important factor. Warriors playing very great defense and trying to pick up those defensive rebounds, but when Pomona is also down there, it leads to a lot of fouls. And the question is why? The only thing that can visibly be seen is the height differential, as Cal Poly Pomona has some tall players. By getting the hands up there, it's easier to get the rebound, which then can lead to a foul. Now the officials will give a coach's warning to Cal Poly Pomona's Danelle Bishop in her 14th season. So both warnings on both sides. Woodson, handoff to Miner. Warriors still have a three-point lead. Miner draws it up with the left hand and gets the roll. The Broncos back within one. Patterson has Nelson on her hip. Garrett working on Anderson. The ball continues to move. It goes to Deja Scott Mitchell. Dips it down. There's a foul. That's the first in the quarter against the Broncos. Deja Scott Mitchell, looking for her first points, will be at the charity stripe shooting two. First one goes through, and Demaya Lewis, she'll get ready to check back in. I can see the concerned faces of assistant coaches Kiana Davis and Riley Holiday, as we'll see Lewis back out on the court just a minute after picking up her third foul. The next one will be dangerous, and at that point, it's either play through until you foul out, or we'll see you in the fourth quarter if there's really no other option. Patterson trying to defend Nelson. Ball hangs on the rim. It starts to pay rent. It was theirs for so long. Ha pulls up from 17. Coach Wayman still upset about the no calls that the Warriors are getting, or not getting, rather. A steal for the Broncos. A chance to take the lead. They're only down by one. Miner to Ha. Hesitates on the dribble. Could have got called for a travel. Instead, the Broncos continue their offensive move, and Nelson straight down the lane, and a timeout from Coach Wayman as the Broncos retake the lead for the first time since early first quarter. 33-32, it's the Broncos leading the Warriors in the fits.
We're all fascinated by distant places, dreaming of adventures and opportunities.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
But what about the world right outside your door? Welcome to City Direct. As a proud family-owned business, we deliver over 94,000 magazines to mailboxes every month, filled with advertisements for local small businesses, community events, nonprofit organization ads, high school and college sports schedules, and loads of coupons. So why look far away when you can find so much right here at home? Look for us in your mailbox or visit our website at citydirectinc.com to get your copy of Turlock Direct, Modesto Direct, or Oakdale Riverbank Direct, and start your local adventure today. City Direct, connecting local businesses with local buyers right at your doorstep.
Price Ford of Turlock has been one of our partners for the last 4 years. Not only do they support the Stand State Athletic Program, but many other organizations in our area. They supply yearly FFA scholarships to the kids from Turlock, Pittman, and Denaire High Schools. And you can also find them at the fair every year, buying our kids animals from all over the county. We love working with the team at Price Ford of Turlock and appreciate their support.
Thank you to Price Ford for being a proud sponsor of Stanislaus State Warrior Basketball and Blue Chip Broadcasting. Check them out if you're looking for a new car, truck, whatever it may be. Price Ford is the place to be. Coach Wayman will call another 30-second timeout. Now we'll hear from Price Ford.
Price Ford of Turlock has been one of our partners for the last 4 years. Not only do they support the Stan State Athletic Program, but many other organizations in our area. They supply yearly FFA scholarships to the kids from Turlock, Pittman, and Denaire High Schools. And you can also find them at the fair every year, buying our kids animals from all over the county. We love working with the team at Price Ford of Turlock and appreciate their support of Warrior Athletics and our community. Visit our website at priceFordofTurlock.com to learn more.
Timmy, eat your dinner.
No, it's yucky and I don't like it. I'd rather have chicken nuggets.
You need something healthier than chicken nuggets. It's time to introduce you to something more sophisticated. By Katana Sushi.
What is Katana Sushi?
Katana Sushi Bar. They have a wide variety of authentic Japanese cuisine, like edamame, shrimp tempura, and delicious...
You hungry after the game? Well, Katana Sushi is here for you. Check out Katana Sushi right next to the campus of Stanislaus State University. Primo attacking after the timeout called by Coach Wayman. She's unable to get it to go. The Broncos holding a one-point lead with just 2 minutes remaining in the first half. The Warriors had a lead at the end of the first quarter. They've been able to hold the Broncos well. The Broncos on a scoring streak here in the second quarter. It's taken away by Vancom Griffin. Limited possessions left in the second quarter. Warriors offense taking their time. Vancom Griffin holds up in the rectangle. Patterson looking for his second deep ball of the night. Comes out to Lewis after the miss. She goes up. Shot won't go. Primo, third chance opportunity. Gets it to go. Coach Wayman still wanting the foul, just wanting the calls. Whether it's shooting or not, he just wants to hear that whistle blown, as there's only been one whistle blown against the Broncos in the second quarter. And the Warriors, on the other hand, have picked up their fifth foul, which means bonus free throws for the Broncos. That goes against Patterson. It's her second. And the Broncos will be shooting with Alexis Woodson. Kaylin Harris getting ready to check back in for the Warriors. We look at the stats for Alexis Woodson this season. 48% from the field. She was a three-point shooter here at Stanislaus, but this season has only attempted four, made one. And from the free throw line, 53%, only taking 17 on the season. Lewis exits again with 2 minutes of play that time, not picking up any more fouls, but also not scoring. Minutes turn to seconds as the ball is loose. And it goes to the green jerseys, last touched by Patterson. Bugs gets the high screen from Anderson. Bugs decides not to look for a shot. Instead, go down to Woodson, who turns and shoots from 10. Patterson rebound. Ball is loose. Foul from behind. Wayman finally getting the call. That goes against Anderson. That'll be her second, and she's upset about the call. Seemed to be an easy blow of the whistle. About 13-second differential between shot and game clock. Warriors down by one. They had the lead at the end of the first, hoping to do the same at the end of the second. Primo out to Garrett. Catch and shoot. Front rim up and over to Woodson. Bugs will bring it down. No shot clock for the Broncos. Vancom Griffin step by step with Bugs as she holds at the logo. Primo trying to deny anything that Anderson may get. 3 seconds to shoot. Woodson knocks it down as time expires. 38-34, the Broncos will take a four-point lead. as both teams will go back to the locker room. The Warriors have held it close, and the Broncos now with a four-point lead that's going to tie their biggest lead of the game. Last time they had a four-point lead was at the eight-and-a-half-minute mark in quarter one. Of course, we're joined by Coach Wayman Strickland. A fantastic first half of basketball, tight all the way through. The largest lead was seven. And how do we continue these runs of scoring?
We just got to take care of the ball. We're gonna have lots of open driving lanes. We got a little sloppy in that second quarter with over dribbling. We had three turnovers, kind of just that we caused. And if we can continue to be aggressive, hopefully we can get ourselves in the bonus on the free throw line. We're controlling our own destiny for the first time in a long time.
Now, I don't want to get you or myself in trouble, especially with the official standing next to us, but the fouls are a little bit of a concern. Demaya Lewis having three fouls and some of the main players
Fouls are a huge concern because they have no fouls and we have a bunch. So that is a concern. We've got a fairly decent crew, and hopefully they will even this damn thing up in the second half. You know, but we've got to be more aggressive and better with our drives and take care of the ball and not reach. So we're in a great position. We have to show the ability to sustain the focus and effort.
Thank you.
We've got to show the effort and focus. And if we do that, we'll comport ourselves very well. The question is, we got 20 minutes to do it in the second half. Can we sustain it for the whole 20 minutes? If we do, I'll be very happy with the results.
What do you tell Demaya Lewis having three fouls? I expect to not see her till the second half. She got back in with 3 minutes to play and played most of that 3 minutes. How do you expect her to play with those three fouls?
Demaya is very poised. She's a senior for us. She's a captain for us. And when your best is called upon, you got to show poise under fire. And hopefully she can play 20 minutes of quality basketball.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck in the second half. 38-34, Cal Poly Pomona with a four-point lead after Alexis Woodson hit a three-pointer in front of the Warrior bench to go back to the locker room. But the Warriors, they've had the lead for most of the first half, 11 and a half minutes to be exact. And if they play the first or the second half as well as they did the first, this is going to be a fantastic game as the Warriors look to down the Broncos, who are the number two team in conference play. We'll return in just a couple of minutes, but here's a look at some of our local Blue Chip Broadcasting sponsors.
At KW Recovery Lab, we're redefining what recovery looks like. Our dedicated specialists work with you to create a personalized plan, helping you recover faster and feel your best. Whether it's a chill in our cryotherapy chamber, soothing heat in the infrared sauna, a refreshing plunge in the cold tub, or a one-on-one session with our certified athletic trainers, we've got you covered. At KW Recovery Lab, we're here to turn customers into family, strangers into friends, and individuals into community. Visit us at kwrecoverylab.com or call 209-250-2555 to book your appointment today. KW Recovery Lab, your local wellness center, pioneering self-managed healthcare.
Whatever your game, whatever your level, Played Against Sports has you covered. From the field to the court, and every fitness or recreational pursuit in between, our selection of both new and quality used sports equipment means you're always ready for the next challenge. Outgrow your gear? Bring it in. Trade up or cash out? It's all about keeping you in the game. Reuse, recycle, replay. Visit Played Against Sports on McHenry Avenue in Modesto today.
Life is getting more complicated, especially for those at or over the age of 65. If you hadn't heard, big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025. and Lori Crivelli and her team at Crivelli Insurance take the guesswork and fear out of applying for Medicare supplemental insurance. In business since 1993, Lori and her staff have a process in place to provide the best information and support for those seeking a Medicare insurance supplement. Crivelli Insurance also provides full insurance services for auto, home, farm, business, workers' comp, and even life insurance. To set up an appointment, please give them a call at 209-668-3319. That's 209-668-3319. Or you can reach them on the web at crivelliinsurance.com. Crivelli Insurance, working tirelessly to help you make the best Medicare insurance decision for both you and the ones you love.
The newest and most exciting entertainment center to hit Turlock in, like, forever? Ten Pin Fun Center. Here's what they got.
A game arcade.
Public and private bowling lane.
Two-story laser tag stadium.
Restaurant and bar.
Party rooms and event packages for kids.
The Skybox private room for special events.
The beer garden with bocce ball and fire pit.
Call to book your next family or corporate event. 209-850-8500. Or visit them on the web at 10pinfun.com. 10 Pin Fun Center. 3700 Countryside Road. Turlock's newest and best entertainment venue.
Stanislaus State Woman Warrior Basketball on Blue Chip Broadcasting in conjunction with Flow College. The Broncos of Cal Poly Pomona lead by 4, 38-34. Alexis Woodson, a former Warrior, knocked down a 3 in front of the Warrior bench as the buzzer timed out to lead the Broncos to this 4-point lead. And as we look at the first half stats, starting with Cal Poly Pomona, they have Alexis Woodson, who is their leading scorer with 9 points. Behind her, Brianne Ha, Madria Moore, 7 points apiece. And then Sydney Nelson at 6 with a couple sprinkled in here or there from other role players on the Broncos. 10 turnovers for Cal Poly Pomona, 7 assists, 5 steals. They're 15 of 31 shooting at 48% through both quarters. 3 of 6 from the outside and 5 of 8 from the free throw line. And on the Stanislaus State side, 34 points led by Demaya Lewis, who has 14 points. Kaylin Harris, who played 12 first half minutes coming off the bench. She is the only bench player to exceed 5 minutes of play, and that's because she has 9 points. Jaden Patterson has 7, one of 3 players to hit from deep in the game, for the Warriors at least. They have 11 turnovers, 5 assists, 6 steals, and they've hit 5 of 5 from the free throw line, and Coach Wayman has been asking for fouls through the first 20 minutes of play, hoping to get not only his players to the free throw line, but to just even it out, because the Broncos don't have any players in real foul trouble. Meanwhile, the Warriors have Demaya Lewis with 3 and multiple players with 2 fouls apiece. If the fouls were evened out, then the Warriors would have a real equal chance at this game. But as the time goes on, the sketchier the players will be to play because they don't want to pick up that last foul that may put them on the bench for the remainder of the time. Stanislaus State has 9 points off turnovers. Cal Poly Pomona has 11, but Stanislaus State, despite their size disadvantage, doing better in the paint with 16 points from the rectangle, while Cal Poly Pomona only has 12. Stanislaus State has 4 fast break points and 11 off the bench, and once again, that's thanks to Kaylin Harris, who has 9 of those 11. Warriors have led for 11 and a half minutes, despite being down by 4 at the end of the half. 46% from the field, 37% from outside, 100% from the free throw line. Can these numbers keep up or may even get better in the second half? We'll find out as the Broncos lead 38-34 from the Fitz. It's Stanislaus State Woman Warrior Basketball on Blue Chip Broadcasting.
The newest and most exciting entertainment center to hit Turlock in, like, forever? 10 Pin Fun Center.
Here's what they got.
A game arcade.
Public and private bowling lanes.
Two-story laser tag stadium.
Restaurant and bar.
Party rooms and event packages for kids.
The Skybox private room for special events.
The beer garden with bocce ball and fire pit.
Call to book your next family or corporate event. 209-850-8500. Or visit them on the web at 10pinfun.com. 10 Pin Fun Center. 3700 Countryside Road. Turlock's newest and best entertainment venue.
The restaurant Turlock has been waiting for. Cuts Steakhouse is now open in downtown Turlock at the corner of East Main Street and Broadway, providing you with an exceptional fine dining experience featuring expertly prepared New York steaks, melt-in-your-mouth fillets, and the ribeye. Cuts also serves fish, chicken, lamb, and delicious burgers. And I guarantee you will not leave hungry. Arrive early and enjoy a selection from their full bar. Finish your perfect meal with one of our delicious homemade desserts. Cuts is open Monday through Saturday for dinner at 5 p.m. and brunch is served the first Saturday of every month beginning at 10 a.m. Call Cuts to reserve your table at area code 209-633-1300 or reserve online at resy.com. That's R-E-S-Y.com. Cuts, where your steak is always a cut above.
You're up before the sun, outside in the blistering heat, unsheltered in the rain, and when every muscle in your body aches, you keep going, working when the rest of the world is sleeping or on vacation. Farming is not what you do, it's who you are. If you farm, you care. And because you care, we care. The InsureCal Insurance Agency here in Turlock specializes in farm and commercial ag. Our agents grew up on the farm, so we understand how to protect what's important to you. Partnering with leading farm insurance carriers, we will put together a policy to best cover all your needs. To learn more, visit us online at turlockinsurance.com or call us at 209-250-0269. InsureCal. Making sure what is important to you is covered with care.
Timmy, eat your dinner.
No, it's yucky and I don't like it.
I'd rather have chicken nuggets. You need something healthier than chicken nuggets. It's time to introduce you to something more sophisticated, like Katana Sushi.
What is Katana Sushi?
Katana Sushi Bar. They have a wide variety of authentic Japanese cuisine, like edamame, shrimp tempura, and delicious dinner options. Located right across from Stanislaus State University at 170 West Monte Vista Avenue, you can dine in, take out, or use a delivery service. It is open daily from 12 to 9 p.m.
Thanks, Mom. Going to Katana Sushi is like taking your mouth on a vacation.
We're all fascinated by distant places, dreaming of adventures and opportunities.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
But what about the world right outside your door? Welcome to City Direct. As a proud family-owned business, we deliver over 94,000 magazines to mailboxes every month, filled with advertisements for local small businesses, community events, nonprofit organization ads, high school and college sports schedules, and loads of coupons. So why look far away when you can find so much right here at home? Look for us in your mailbox or visit our website at citydirectinc.com to get your copy of Turlock Direct, Modesto Direct, or Oakdale Riverbank Direct, and start your local adventure today. City Direct, connecting local businesses with local buyers right at your doorstep.
Price Ford of Turlock has been one of our partners for the last 4 years. Not only do they support the Stan State Athletic Program, but many other organizations in our area. They supply yearly FFA scholarships to the kids from Turlock, Pittman, and Denaire High Schools. And you can also find them at the fair every year, buying our kids animals from all over the county. We love working with the team at Price Ford of Turlock and appreciate their support of Warrior Athletics and our community. Visit our website at priceFordofTurlock.com to learn more.
At KW Recovery Lab, we're redefining what recovery looks like. Our dedicated specialists work with you to create a personalized plan, helping you recover faster and feel your best. Whether it's a chill in our cryotherapy chamber, soothing heat in the infrared sauna, a refreshing plunge in the cold tub, or a one-on-one session with our certified athletic trainers, we've got you covered. At KW Recovery Lab, we're here to turn customers into family, strangers into friends, and individuals into community. Visit us at kwrecoverylab.com or call 209-250-2555 to book your appointment today. KW Recovery Lab, your local wellness center, pioneering self-managed healthcare.
Stanislaus State Woman Warrior Broadcasting on Blue Chip Broadcasting in Flow College. It's the Broncos 38, Warriors 34 after the first 20 minutes of play. 20 down, 20 to go. The Broncos started off with a score. It's Sydney Nelson, the 6-foot sophomore, in the first half. She didn't score as much as some would expect, just 6 points, 3 of 7 from the field. The Warriors, on the other hand, had Demaya Lewis doing her normal job. 14 points in the first half. Averages 16 points, but has had quite a season when it comes to conference play. Kaylin Harris has been a big part of this offense in the first half, scoring 9 points through the 20 minutes, although she had only played 12. Shot won't go. Rebound, Lewis. Madria Moore missed on the attack and then couldn't get the rebound over Lewis, who does a great job of grabbing it and taking control. Garrett holds her dribble. Goes over to Vancom Griffin Primo. Now to Lewis, halfway through the shot clock. Plenty more time to set it up. Patterson, open for three. Knocks it down. Number 3-4-3. Patterson with 10 points. Bugs brings it down for the Broncos. Hoping the Warrior defense can keep up and hold the Broncos scoring to a minimum. Brianne Ha looking to answer the shot from Patterson. That doesn't. Bugs dips into the shoulder of Patterson, but then gets called for a blocking foul. Count the basket and one more. That call came in late from the opposite side, and Patterson shrugs her shoulders, not knowing what she did. Textbook defense, but the officials blow the whistle. Patterson, that's her third. A little bit of moisture on the other end of the court. Thanks to our Warrior crew for bringing out the mops. Broncos up by 5, a chance to make it 6 with Bugs at the free throw line. Kaylin Harris has come back in for the Warriors. Shot doesn't go. The Broncos 5 of 9 from the free throw line. Patterson up and down to Lewis. Patterson from the same spot. Pogo's up and out. Primo trying to get there. Not able to do so. Bugs gets past Patterson. She had the numbers, but decided to slow it down. They have the up and down option for Madria Moore. They don't go to her. Nelson will drive instead and get it from 10. The Broncos off to a second half hot start. 44-37. This is their largest lead of the game. Lewis at the top, goes over Primo. Garrett in the far corner. Ball movement continues around the outside. Shot clock goes down to single digits. Garrett, handoff high to Primo on the wraparound drive. Goes to Harris, 15-footer. Can't get the bounce as Harris gets put on the floor. Bugs fouled by Primo. First shot off the mark from Bugs. Primo right now saying ball doesn't lie. Bugs misses both. Moore pushes Lewis out of the way, going for the rebound. Ball continues in play.
Primo, you got help!
Bugs backing down Primo. Picks up her dribble. Gets it off. 2 seconds to shoot. Ha, with the floater. Doesn't go. Lewis down with the strong board. Patterson with the nice move. Garrett rebound. Looking for the second chance. Turns. Floats. That doesn't go. Lewis split in between two green jerseys. Gets a third opportunity for the Warriors. Lewis pops it up. Not going to go. Only second half basket from the Warriors right now came from Jaden Patterson when she hit from deep. Meanwhile, on the Broncos side, they have 6 second-half points. Ha, driving, floating out to the corner. That leaves Bugs open to launch a three. Up and over, rebound to the Broncos. That'll reset the shot clock to 20. Ha, on the other side, hits the three, and it's a 10-point game as the Broncos head coach Danell Bishop will call the timeout. The Broncos up by double digits. It's the first team to be in the lead by this much.
Whatever your game, whatever your level, Played Against Sports has you covered. From the field to the court, and every fitness or recreational pursuit in between, our selection of both new and quality used sports equipment means you're always ready for the next challenge. Outgrow your gear? Bring it in. Trade up or cash out? It's all about keeping you in the game. Reuse, recycle, replay. Visit Played Against Sports on McHenry Avenue in Modesto today.
Life is getting more complicated, especially for those at or over the age of 65. If you hadn't heard, big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025. And Lori Crivelli and her team at Crivelli Insurance take the guesswork and fear out of applying for Medicare supplemental insurance. In business since 1993, Lori and her staff have a process in place to provide the best information and support for those seeking a Medicare insurance supplement. Crivelli Insurance also provides full insurance services for auto, home, farm, business, workers' comp, and even life insurance. To set up an appointment, please give them a call at 209-668-3319. That's 209-668-3319. Or you can reach them on the web at crivelliinsurance.com. Crivelli Insurance, working tirelessly to help you make the best Medicare insurance decision for both you and the ones you love.
Cal Poly Pomona Broncos with the largest lead between either teams. They're up by 10, 47-37, roughly halfway through quarter three. They had a lead by 4 at the end of the half, and the Warriors held to only 1 made basket so far in the third quarter. Coast to coast, Moore will slide all the way down and get another one. 12-point lead, one big factor in this game that Coach Wayman has been extremely disappointed in is the foul factor, and it's not about the fouls that his team have created, but it's about the calls that haven't been on the Broncos. Stanislaus State has fouled 11 times, while on the other side, the Broncos have only been called 6 times for fouls. Another 3 for the Broncos. This time it's Bugs. Bugs with 8 points. Primo, cut off baseline. Lewis looks for 3, rims out, and Harrison Garrett trying to get it away from Bugs. The pass up court to Brianne Haas. She looks at her players. Moore, open left side, the butterfinger slips through. They just got Mitchell, Fancom Griffin ready to enter. Primo exit and so does Lewis. 52-37, the Broncos. Fantastic start to the third quarter, but still plenty of time for the Warriors to make a comeback.
We're all fascinated by distant places, dreaming of adventures and opportunities.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
But what about the world right outside your door? Welcome to City Direct. As a proud family-owned business, we deliver over 94,000 magazines to mailboxes every month, filled with advertisements for local small businesses, community events, nonprofit organization ads, high school and college sports schedules, and loads of coupons. So why look far away when you can find so much right here at home? Look for us in your mailbox or visit our website at citydirectinc.com to get your copy of Turlock Direct, Modesto Direct, or Oakdale Riverbank Direct, and start your local adventure today. City Direct, connecting local businesses with local buyers right at your doorstep.
Timmy, eat your dinner.
No, it's yucky and I don't like it. I'd rather have chicken nuggets.
You need something healthier than chicken nuggets. It's time to introduce you to something more sophisticated, like Katana Sushi.
What is Katana Sushi?
Katana Sushi Bar. They have a wide variety of authentic Japanese cuisine, like edamame, shrimp tempura, and delicious dinner options. Located right across from Stanislaus State University at 170 West Monte Vista Avenue, you can dine in, take out, or use a delivery service. It is open daily from 12 to 9 p.m.
Thanks, Mom. Going to Katana Sushi is like taking your mouth on a vacation.
52-37, Cal Poly Pomona leading the Stanislaus State Warriors. At the end of the half, the Broncos were only up by 4. It could have been 1, although a 3 at the end of the half boosted the Broncos up by 2 possessions. And right now, Kalen Harris absolutely dominating on the inside. A fantastic move. But it just rims off. The Warriors down by the largest deficit between either team. It's at 15, but as everyone knows in sports, what one team can do in a certain amount of time, another team can do the same. It just might be a little bit more difficult for the Warriors to make the comeback and do the same thing. As Cal Poly Pomona, the number 2 team in the conference, they're 17-3 in conference play, 22-4 overall. Only team that's better than them in the CCAA is Cal State Dominguez Hills. The Vancom Griffin knocks down the 3 from deep. That's a great start for them as Vancom Griffin hits her first. But Cal State Dominguez Hills, they only have 1 loss on the season, and that was to Chico State. And Pomona having only 3 losses in conference, 2 of those being to Dominguez Hills. And then 4 losses overall. Cal Poly Pomona, just not an easy team to take down. But the Warriors in that first half showed very good grit and determination. And it's lowered a little bit in the third, but you can never underestimate a team, especially when it comes to college sports. That's the 3rd team foul against the Warriors in the quarter. The Broncos still have yet to pick up a team foul in the third. They've had 6 fouls in the game. Woodson hits the 2nd. Runner. 53-40. Warriors last time down, able to cut into the lead. And slowly but surely at this point, you don't need to have 12 straight points. Of course, it would help, but as long as you continue to cut into that lead, take away a possession here or there from the Broncos. Very much still in this matchup. Less than 3 to go in the third quarter. Broncos have Woodson out there. Tripped up, blocking foul will go against Vancom Griffin. That's the 3rd on Amaya Vancom Griffin, not in shooting motion, but it's also the 4th foul against the Warriors. Down low to Nelson. Kick out. Ha. This one off left side. Offensive board. Kick out to Moore. Ha. Scanning. Shot short. Another offensive rebound. And the held ball forced by Jaden Patterson. Warriors saving some time, rolling the ball to the midway point. Lewis, catch and shoot from the corner. Some extra support from the Warrior bench as Lewis knocks it down from deep. She now has 17, and the Warriors have cut it back down to 10. Reach and foul. That'll go against Kaylin Harris, just her first in the game. Had a fantastic first half of play, had 9 points, most of those coming in the first quarter, and has been quiet since. As the fifth team foul against the Warriors, which puts the bonus in play for the Broncos. Brielle Miner at the free throw line. 59% free throw shooter. And Miner in this battle is 0 of 2 until now when she hits her first. Miner gets both 50% on the day from the charity stripe. She'll get taken out, and Cookie Marquez returns for the Broncos. Back to a 12-point game after those free throws. As Marquez re-enters, she's 1 of 3 from the field, along with one rebound, one turnover. Scott Mitchell, she'll be fouled, and a whistle finally blows in favor of the Warriors. The foul goes against Mydria Moore. That's her second in the game. Vancom Griffin throws it deep to Lewis. Patterson to Vancom Griffin, left side. Lewis driving, fouled. They're going to call this on the ground. And the foul is against Sydney Nelson. That's just her first. Another deep pass to Demaya Lewis. She's guarded by her former teammate, Cookie Marquez. Lewis looking to Coach Wayman. Calling the play. Lewis gets past Marquez. Off on the shot. Then it'll come back down to the Broncos. Still leading by 12. On the attack. Jaden gets in there. Vancom Griffin takes it down the court with just a minute remaining in the third. Ball denied by Bugs, and the Warriors will have to reset. Shot clock is down to 21, so still plenty of time. Looks like Sydney Nelson getting a little tape around her wrist. Not totally sure that it was blood or what it may be, but just a little wrap around that left wrist. She'll remain in play. 1 minute to go in the third. Broncos leading by 12. Warriors looking to make a comeback. Vancom Griffin throws it out to Lewis. She hit from there last time. Can't do it this time. It never hit the rim, but then we do have a foul as Deja Scott Mitchell is trying for the power dribble. Sydney Nelson picks up her second within a minute. Lewis throws it up and in. Demaya Lewis with 19 of the team's 45. It's a 10-point game. and about an 8-second differential between shot and game clock. The Warriors trying to hold off on one last defensive possession, and if they can, get that lead down to single digits. Marquez, three. Long. Rebound, Patterson. 20 seconds left, looking for that final shot. Up and down to Vancom Griffin. Stops in the rectangle. Pushes off. High off the backboard. What a shot. Got it to launch in from the far corner. 3 seconds left. Bugs gets it to Marquez. Loses the ball. Patterson strips Marquez. It'll count as a steal in the record books. But with that, it's 55-47. The Warriors on track to make the comeback. Still 10 minutes to play. The fourth quarter starts after this.
Whatever your game, whatever your level, Played Again Sports has you covered. From the field to the court, and every fitness or recreational pursuit in between, our selection of both new and quality used sports equipment means you're always ready for the next challenge. Outgrow your gear, bring it in. Trade up or cash out. It's all about keeping you in the game. Reuse, recycle, replay. Visit Played Again Sports on McHenry Avenue in Modesto today.
Life is getting more complicated, especially for those at or over the age of 65. If you hadn't heard, big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025. And Lori Crivelli and her team at Crivelli Insurance take the guesswork and fear out of applying for Medicare supplemental insurance. In business since 1993, Lori and her staff have a process in place to provide the best information and support for those seeking a Medicare insurance supplement. Crivelli Insurance also provides full insurance services for auto, home, farm, business, workers' comp, and even life insurance. To set up an appointment, please give them a call at 209-668-3319. That's 209-668-3319. Or you can reach them on the web at crivelliinsurance.com. Crivelli Insurance, working tirelessly to help you make the best Medicare insurance decision for both you and the ones you love.
Start of the fourth quarter, the Broncos leading 55-47 at the Fitz for Stanislaus State Warrior Basketball. I'm the voice of choice, Levi Flores, and the Warriors looking to take down the number two in the conference, the Cal Poly Pomona Broncos. Kalen Harris so whistled for a foul, looks at Coach Wayman, and they both roll their eyes as the Warriors been called for 14 fouls through the game, and Cal Poly Pomona picking up a couple in the final 3 minutes of the third quarter. They now have 9 in the game. Bugs sets up for 3 and will cash in. The lead is back to 11. Warriors have 9.5 minutes to make the comeback. They had a fantastic comeback win earlier this season against Cal Poly Humboldt, in which they came back from a 20-point deficit within 7 minutes. And so it's never out of reach, especially at this point. Drive, right hand. Up and good. Back to a 13-point game. Cal Poly Pomona has led by as much as 15. That was at the 5-minute mark in the third quarter. Patterson trying to use her speed, had the defense on her hip all the way down. Coach Wayman has asked for that multiple times. The fans in attendance have seen it, but finally the officials blowing the whistle for it. It'll be the first against the Broncos in this quarter. And if the Warriors do get to the bonus, they'll have a great chance to add those extra points from the free throw line. They are 5 of 5 from the free throw line in the game, but they haven't shot a free throw since the first half. Scott Mitchell pushing through, right hand, comes up short, somehow gets it back. Second chance, up and good. Deja Scott Mitchell with 4 points. Bugs guarded by Patterson. Patterson trying to guard the baseline. A carry is called. Eleven-point game, Cal Poly Pomona. 8 minutes to go. Coach Danelle Bishop not happy on her side. Coach Wayman isn't either, but he's focused on coaching. They call a flop warning against Kaylin Harris, as now Quinn Garrett will pick up her second foul in the game. Ha, driving against Garrett. They just got Mitchell, adds the extra pressure, but it's not enough. Lewis against Marquez. Seven seconds to shoot. So stay with the Warriors. Just 5 seconds to shoot after the inbound. Harris gets it stripped. Nelson coast to coast. Lewis trying to get there, but Nelson gets it to roll down. Nelson with 18, and the Broncos back to a 15-point lead. Harris for three, denied on the outside. Nelson gets in the way, her 10th block of the season. Marquez shoots over Patterson. Pogo's up and out. Foul with a push. Foul goes against number 31, Kamaya Anderson. That's going to be her third, but just the second in the quarter against the Broncos. ...64-49, the Warriors have been held at this deficit, trying to make the difference. Five seconds to shoot. Garrett, left side, cuts up and under, doesn't hit anything, and it'll be a shot clock violation. Bugs hits it from deep. She has 14. And the Broncos have claimed a new title of largest lead of the game, 67-49. It's at an 18-point difference. Primo wide open. High arcing shot. Up and out. Four players down for the rebound. Two in green, two in white. And the Broncos win it. Deep ball. Bugs looking to go back to back. That'll be a foul against Deja Scott Mitchell. That's her third. Ha, from the corner. Ho goes off the block. Vancom Griffin trying to make the sprint. As Primo to her right, gets it to her. Shot doesn't go. Off the chest of Vancom Griffin. Marquez picks it up to go the other direction. Patterson on her hip. Warrior bench calling for carries and travel as Marquez having multiple violations trying to move the ball past midcourt. ...67-49, halfway through the fourth. We'll see if the Warriors can put the final 5 minutes together after this message from your local Blue Chip Broadcasting sponsor.
Timmy, eat your dinner.
No, it's yucky and I don't like it. I'd rather have chicken nuggets.
You need something healthier than chicken nuggets. It's time to introduce you to something more sophisticated, like Katana Sushi.
What is Katana Sushi?
Katana Sushi Bar. They have a wide variety of authentic Japanese cuisine, like edamame, shrimp tempura, and delicious dinner options, located right across from Stanislaus State University at 170 West Monte Vista Avenue. You can dine in, take out, or use a delivery service. It is open daily from 12 to 9 p.m.
Thanks, Mom. Going to Katana Sushi is like taking your mouth on a vacation.
We're all fascinated by distant places, dreaming of adventures and opportunities.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
But what about the world right outside your door? Welcome to City Direct. As a proud family-owned business, we deliver over 94,000 magazines to mailboxes every month, filled with advertisements for local small businesses, community events, nonprofit organization ads, high school and college sports schedules, and loads of coupons. So why look far away when you can find so much right here at home? Look for us in your mailbox or visit our website at citydirectinc.com to get your copy of Turlock Direct, Modesto Direct, or Oakdale Riverbank Direct and start your local adventure today. City Direct, connecting local businesses with local buyers right at your doorstep.
Broncos after the break, inbound the ball, and another foul called against the Warriors. That's against Quinn Garrett. That's her third. They'll have Brianne Ha shooting for Cal Poly Pomona. The fouls in the game completely lopsided in favor of Cal Poly Pomona as the Warriors have picked up 18 fouls and the Broncos have 11. 49 points for the Warriors, 67 to Cal Poly Pomona. They're outscored in the third quarter only by 4, but they were already down by 4 to begin, so it was 8 at that point. In the fourth quarter, Cal Poly Pomona, 12-2 score differential. Vancom Griffin won't get it to go. Forced the shot up. Second one won't go either. Held ball will favor Stanislaw. Third quarter scoring, which was the big point where Cal Poly Pomona was able to take a dominant stance. Cal Poly Pomona, 5 of 8 from the field at 62%, 40% from 3, not taking any free throws. And for Stanislaw, they were 5 of 14. And 3 of 6 from 3. And still outscored by Cal Poly Pomona.
Go! 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 Go!
Single digits on the shot clock. 3.5 minutes to play in the fourth. Shot from the corner from Bugs. She'll hit again. She now has 17. It's Kalea Bugs with her 5th made three-pointer of the game. Patterson from the high post. Patterson is in double digits. She has 12. Patterson gets it from behind, but apparently drew some skin. Patterson, that's her 4th. Free throw off mark for Sydney Nelson. That was her first free throw attempt of the game. Misses both. Rebound, Vancom Griffin. Down by 19 with just 3 to go. Lewis gets inside and gets it to go. Timeout, Coach Strickland. 2:47 to play. The Broncos at 72. And the Warriors at 55.
Price Ford of Turlock has been one of our partners for the last 4 years. Not only do they support the Stan State Athletic Program, but many other organizations in our area. They supply yearly FFA scholarships to the kids from Turlock, Pittman, and Denair High Schools. And you can also find them at the fair every year, buying our kids animals from all over the county. We love working with the team at Price Ford of Turlock and appreciate their support of Warrior Athletics and our community. Visit our website at priceforwardofturlock.com to learn more.
Stanislaus State Woman Warrior Basketball on Blue Chip, broadcasting in conjunction with Flow College. I'm the voice of choice, Levi Flores, and the Warriors trying to make a little bit of a comeback if they have the time. 2 minutes, 47 seconds remain. The Warriors at 55, Broncos 72. Broncos are in the bonus. The Warriors would need to be fouled 3 more times to get themselves at the charity stripe with every defensive foul. Broncos now just playing the clock. They know there's limited possessions left, continuing to move the ball, and the Warriors not in the position to put the Broncos at the line. This is a good steal to set up Lewis, dropping down the 10-footer. She has 25 points. Lewis at midcourt, getting more, or Nelson rather, to struggle with her dribble. Seven to shoot. Gets it inside. No basket. A walk. It'll go Stanislaus' way. Time continuing to tick down. Less than 2 minutes left. 72-57. No room for error as Patterson just couldn't quite keep the dribble. Inbound goes to Maidria Moore. Bugs. She's been the main shooter for Cal Poly Pomona. Shot from the right side by Brianne Ha will come up short. Ball goes into the bench of the Broncos. So the Warriors will bring it back the other direction with just a minute 22 to go. ...72-57, Lewis caught at the high post. We'll take it from 17. On fire in the fourth quarter. Demaya Lewis seems to not miss. when it comes to clutch time. 72-59, the game is out of reach, but the Warriors just showing their final efforts in this battle against the number two team in the conference. Bugs just trying to dribble in the corner. 6 seconds to shoot. Bugs will put it up. Off mark. Rebound Primo. Lewis has made the last three shots. She'll try to make it four. Just short on the deep three ball attempt. Patterson's on the ground in the rectangle. Held ball will go to the Broncos with no shot clock. They just got Mitchell will enter for the Warriors as Cookie Marquez, the former Warrior, will play out the last 26 seconds in the fifths. Marquez dribbling down. They just got Mitchell going step for step with her. And a timeout for the Broncos with just 16 seconds remaining, 72-59. Last 16 seconds. We'll be back after this.
The newest and most exciting entertainment center to hit Turlock in, like, forever? Ten Pin Fun Center. Here's what they got.
A game arcade.
Public and private bowling lane.
Two-story laser tag stadium.
Restaurant and bar.
Party rooms and event packages for kids.
The Skybox private room for special events.
The beer garden with bocce ball and fire pit.
Call to book your next family or corporate event. 209-850-8500. Or visit them on the web at 10pinfun.com. 10 Pin Fun Center. 3700 Countryside Road. Turlock's newest and best entertainment venue.
72-59, Cal Poly Pomona up by 13 points, which is 16 seconds remaining. Coach trying to get Marquez the ball. They do in the corner, even though the shot clock isn't in play. So the Warriors will have the last 5 seconds. Lewis will throw it up to Primo, dip it on the reverse, get the bounce in with just a second. Broncos will toss it in for the last second. The Warriors were able to cut the lead down to just 11, but the Broncos still remain on top. 72-61. Cal Poly Pomona will move on to 18-3 in conference play, 23-4 overall. And for the Warriors, they will drop down to 4-16 in conference, 5-22 overall on the season. Their last home game will be in just 2 days on Saturday as Stanislaus State will host San Bernardino. But for this season in Stanislaus State Women Warrior Basketball, it has been fun, and hopefully I'll see you next year. But unfortunately, on Saturday, I won't be here in the fits. I'll be out on the softball field, which you can watch on Flow College. Once again, thank you for joining me for yet another great season of Stanislaus State Women Warrior Basketball on Flow College. I've been the voice of choice, and this is Warrior Basketball.
You've been listening to Stanislaus State Basketball on BlueChipBroadcasting.com. And be sure to visit the archive page for past games. And thank you again for listening to the Blue Chip Sports Radio Network.